Hello, everyone. Divine Light Ignite Part 12. Today we're going to do something that probably very few of you have done, even those of you who have a spiritual practice, even those of you who are very familiar with chakras. This isn't something I've really encountered often before. What we're going to be doing today is unifying the chakras. I'd like to just speak about this briefly before we do it, what exactly we're doing and why we're doing it. Implicit in my understanding of the chakras, the way I've been taught by my guides, by eight, is that the chakras are a fragmenting of the light. You can almost imagine your own divine light being the purest, brightest, perfect, complete light. And you could almost imagine that there is a prism, that this light shines through and the light gets split. And it gets split into all of the colors. And traditionally, the colors are pretty much the colors of the rainbow, from, you know, red at the bottom through to violet at the top. And the reason for the colors being split like this is so that we can get a sense when there are things that we want to work on, when there are challenges, when there are problems, we get a sense of where it is. We know where we are working. There's an over here and an over there. It's not all just in the same place. And also, if the pure bright white light is all you've got, well then you're whole, you're complete. And we come here to planet Earth to incarnate, to feel ourselves to be not whole, to feel ourselves to be many and separated and all of these experiences that duality bring to us. So what we're going to be doing today is reversing this prismatic process. We're going to be bringing all of our chakras and packing them all into the same space, and it's going to be the pure bright white light. And we're going to do just that today, because I want you to reside in that feeling of what that is, and to allow it to be what it means for you. Very often when people do this for the first time, they have some pretty amazing experiences, discoveries, awarenesses, awakenings. Things happen. So I don't want to rush on and do other things. In following sessions, we'll do something with this unified chakra. So let's just do that, shall we? You can make yourself comfortable and align your spine, sit comfortably, lie comfortably, whatever it is that you're doing. And just engage three of these beautiful, deep pranic breaths. I find three is a good number to bring me into a deep state of relaxation, particularly if you breathe from your diaphragm. You know, breathing deeply to the diaphragm, I understand from a medical friend, there's a nerve that runs, it's the longest nerve in the body, I believe. It's the vasovagal nerve, a nerve that runs right through the solar plexus muscle and right the way down to your feet or something, I suppose. And this nerve, when you breathe really, really deeply, like for a yawn, or for a deep pranic breath, the process of stretching the diaphragm muscle triggers a release of tensions. So this results in you moving into relaxation. At the end of a hard day's work, when you've sat around the fire with your friends, or whatever it is that you do at the end of a hard day's work, and everybody yawns and stretches, you're all getting ready for bed. You're triggering your vasovagal nerve, you're saying, relax, let go of the tensions of the body, and prepare for sleep. Well, we're not preparing for sleep, but we are preparing the body for this deep relaxation. And then we begin, as always for me, as always with the sacred inner heart chakra. You've been practicing this for a little bit now, and it's been every day, so it should be fairly quick and easy for you to find your inner heart chakra. It opens, of course, inwards. It opens to the center of all things. It opens to the divine. As you open your inner heart chakra, you allow love to flood in. You receive love, unconditional divine love, and you receive that into your heart chakra. And you open your heart chakra, front and back. You shine light, this divine light that you've been receiving, you shine it out to the world. Allow yourself to switch on, my friends. Allow yourself to be this conduit of divine light. It flows through you, not from you, through you. And also allow your rear heart chakra to open for receiving so that the cycle can be engaged. And then connect from your heart chakra down to your solar plexus chakra. And as you find your solar plexus chakra, as you feel it, I'd like for you, and you can use your hands if it works for you. You can do whatever you need to assist this process. I sometimes find it helps to feel my solar plexus chakra. I place a hand there and then bring that solar plexus chakra up and drop it into your heart chakra. And when you feel that is done, become aware of your throat chakra. Have it be open, bright, beautiful. And bring your throat chakra down and drop it in to your heart chakra. I don't know about you, but I'm already getting curious sensations, energetic things happening, swirling and moving because of what I'm doing. Bring your awareness down to your sacral chakra. Allow that to open. And when you're feeling it, bring it up. And drop it in your heart chakra. Each time, just allow yourself to feel what's happening energetically in your body with this very strange work. Strange because it's not something people usually do, and it results in changes in your energy body. That which has been made separate is beginning to be made one again. Become aware of your third eye chakra. Allow it to open. Allow it to be bright. And then you bring your third eye chakra down and you drop it in your heart chakra. You're now a three chakra being, because there's your crown and your base and your heart. Your heart is opening front and back. And your crown and your base are opening top and bottom. So I propose to you, these are actually two chakras. The crown and the base are two ends of the same chakra. Just open that way, top and bottom. The heart chakra opens front and back. There's a cross made in your energy now. So just be with that for a moment. Allow the energy of the cosmos to flow in through your open crown chakra. And gift it out through your base chakra to the earth. Allow that to happen. You're like a a straw, a conduit, a tube of energy going, leading down. And at the same time, also, you've got this energy from the divine flowing through your heart chakra out and coming back. So there's this confluence of energy. And at the crossroads between those two, that's you. The complex patterning of your body, your intellect, your soul, your personality, all of these layers and complexities of patterns that create you at the crossroads of these two energy flows. And so now, finally, when you're ready, you simply collapse the base and the crown chakra. Bring them, you can do it one by one or both at the same time. Bring them both and drop them into your heart chakra. And then the outer heart chakra closes and collapses in to the inner heart chakra. And then you have one chakra, pure, bright white light. This is the state of being when you are not inside this reality, when you're not inside separation. And so energetically, you are now connecting with your divine self. This light right here, this pure bright white light that is undifferentiated, unseparated, not split up by the prism of this reality. This is your divine light. And so here on day 12, we find the light that we came to ignite. So this is the beginning of what we really are here to do. This is the first of these experiences, just finding it. Having it, knowing it, feeling it, being with it. And so if you have a stopwatch and you're working with a stopwatch, you can press start on your stopwatch now, or if you prefer, you can simply be with this light for as long as works for you. I'd recommend 15 minutes or to just be with your light. Just feel. And allow it to show you whatever is right for you in this moment. And with this, I leave you until tomorrow.